nice is it to have a front row starting spot for tomorrow?
Not near as nice as it would have been to be starting first and have that first pit stall. That's, you know, nowadays with the close timing lines, this is one of the very few places I feel like having that first pit box is a massive advantage, like it is here for 500 laps. And, wish we could have got it, but we didn't, so go get it from second.
What are you guys going to do to beat Kyle Busch here?
Well, first we got to catch up. We haven't really even been in the ballpark, at least not in the spring race. I feel like we had a really good car here in the spring and got in a crash there and a couple laps in. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, to beat him here, you got to be perfect, and because he's perfect here, and you got to be perfect. You got to have some things go your way, and at the end of the day, you got to make it happen because that's what he does to win. And he does a great job working lap traffic and changing lanes, moving around. So. Be perfect or you're not going to beat him.
He wasn't perfect today. He's not on the pole. What did you do to get ahead of the 18?
I really don't know. We made a mock run there in practice and wasn't very good and talked about it after and luckily made the right changes to get close. But, you know, him and the 42, I feel like, have been really good here the past three or four races and it hasn't worked out for the other Kyle. But I think that, you know, we've been getting closer, I think, to being amongst them. So if we can have the pace that those two guys do tomorrow night, I think we can certainly have a shot.
You think it'll be two lanes from lap one? Will it take any time for the top lane to come in?
No, I think you're looking at the lane there in qualifying. I mean, it's so fast up there, there's no way around it. So, you know, obviously the sun going down will have a little bit of an effect on that. And then how much they spray that stuff down tomorrow morning and then how much it rains tomorrow too, I think can all have an effect on it. So we'll see. But, you know, certainly we see the night race here, the bottom, even before they started throwing that stuff down, it tend to be a little better than the spring race. So I expect the bottom will be decent, but for the long haul, you're not going to beat the top.
Thank you.
Thank you.